And then you've got some great ones to finish out the season, including a Virginia classic, right? You got to include some great Virginia bands as you guys have done year in, year out. Love Cannon, a great addition to any party, right?
Yeah, I mean, you asked me earlier in the show how I choose the bands and what I would buy a ticket to, and cover bands are typically not on that list.
Right.
I've got to say.
Right.
Love Cannon is the exception. I mean, these guys are heavy, heavy hitters in the bluegrass world. Adam Larrabee, who plays banjo, is a heavy hitter in the jazz world as well as bluegrass. I mean, they're all incredible, and we're all members of Old School Freight Train, which was a fabulous Charlottesville band. And they bring it. Our audience loves it, and they don't play that much anymore. And so this is somewhat of like a reunion show.
Yeah,
one of the few shows that they're playing, and it's selling really well, and it's going to be a party.
And, like, you know, the conceit is, you know, like the idea is a little goofy on paper maybe, but the way they do it, I mean, there's real reverence for these songs, and I've seen it myself. It's a lot of fun.
It was kind of a joke when they first came up with it. It was supposed to be just for weddings and kind of a fun niche that they thought would be cool. And they used to record, if you remember, the Pickin' On albums.
Yeah.
Were produced by, I don't know who, but they would do like Pickin' On Grateful Dead or Pickin'
like
On Fish.
AC/DC or whatever.
Bluegrass versions of popular other songs. And they did a lot of those, actually, as Old School Freight Train. And that helped develop the idea, I think.
Gotcha.
But I booked them for one of their first shows back in, must have been 2010, for a law school party at W&L. And oddly enough, Jay Starling, who's now in the band, was a sit-in that show, wasn't supposed to be in the band, and years later then became a regular member, and they've been at it for quite some time. So it was more than just a novelty. Back in 2010, it's persisted.